and welcome back to the DTFF podcast. We have been gone for a little bit, but we are now back. So first off, before we get into that and explaining kind of why we've been on a slight hiatus, is I want to welcome and congratulate Deputy Chief Ash Regner on his new position for the fire department here, and also Deputy Chief Rob Graham, who was on here quite a bit in the past, and at some point coming forward, we'll bring him on as well. But congratulations, Ash, in your new role.
Yeah, thanks, John. Definitely pretty proud accomplishment. Really, really happy to have accepted the position. I've been in the role now for about a month. That's kind of part and parcel of why we've been busy in the background. You know, myself in particular, I really wanted to focus on what was upcoming, you know, really put my best foot forward, as well as do a bit of a regroup branding wise for the podcast at the same time. And now when I say for the podcast, it's going to be more of an overall branding for DTFF rather than just a podcast. And we can get into that a bit more afterwards. But yeah, I've been in this role now for about a month, Deputy Chief of Operations for our local hall here, and settling into the role well. Really enjoying it. Lots of challenges coming up, but definitely excited to be in the role.
Yeah, and actually I also want to mention that Scott is away. He's not able to join us tonight, but he will be back when he gets back in town. So he is currently down the coast doing more training. He's been working his ass off in his regular job, doing a ton of training with them. So we are missing him tonight, but he will be back on shortly with us. But yeah, again, I just want to pass congratulations off to Ash and Rob in their new roles. It's a very positive change for the structure of the department. And of course, we're proud of Ash stepping up and going through the process and yeah, being the new Deputy Chief of Operations here for the department. So I know for my department, we look forward to working with you guys more in the future. We've talked a lot about collaboration, training, and things like that. So there's going to be a lot of cool things to come in the years to come. With both our departments. So I'm looking forward to that. But
yeah, no, 100%. I think that's something really exciting that both of our departments are really looking forward to. I've had some pretty good chats with a couple of you guys, as chiefs now. Actually two, one of them was away. But yeah, had some really good discussions already. We actually had a pretty good mutual aid call with you guys. And Chief Corey made his way up here and just gave some really sincere thanks for all of the work that you guys did, that our crew did when they went down to help out. And then just chatted after that. Yeah, we are really, really looking forward to working with you guys to be kind of that strong South group that it doesn't really matter what it is. We should be poised to basically handle whatever is thrown at us. So yeah, lots of really awesome things coming.
Yeah. So yeah, on that. So we had a pretty significant structure fire on Main Street that was all over the media a while back, and we ended up calling a mutual aid from two of our mutual aid partners, neighboring communities. So Ash came down, not Ash, but his crew came down, and Scott was there and worked very well with all of us. And also Anarchist Mountain sent an engine company crew down to assist us as well. So it was a really big event, a lot of moving parts, a lot of people on scene. But yeah, it was a pretty intense fire for a while, but everybody worked really well together and we succeeded very well. The Main Street fires on any city, you're always worried about, you know, the neighboring structures, you know, because you're so close together. And it's, you know, older communities, a lot of building challenges as well. So we're pretty proud of the way everybody worked their ass off, and we made one hell of a save.
Yeah, I mean, we could chat on and on about that one for hours. So many moving parts. Definitely really proud of the crew that went down. Definitely carried the name well. They our crew, I mean, I only spoke with ours, so I'm sure you know everybody there did an amazing job. But speaking to the crew, they were working their asses off, and some major props coming back from Chief Corey there when he was here, which is awesome. Doing a lot of really awesome work, like Todd was saying. Anytime that you're in that older sort of downtown core, your major worry is going to be all of your exposures. You got some old balloon style construction on a few of the structures there. Once it gets up into the walls, I mean, it's running. Some really, really aggressive fire tactics were going on, and for as bad as it could have been, it was a really positive outcome. Like, a lot of businesses could have been impacted. So to keep it as minor as it is, I mean, it was still a major incident, but to keep that as minor as it ended up being is still a very amazing thing. So yeah, hats off to the crew from here. Hats off to you guys. You guys did an amazing job there.
Yeah, it was one of those calls when we went to rehab with the ambulance. First thing I was asking for was ibuprofen and Tylenol, and a few people were. And yeah, definitely need a little dose of ibuprofen because we were getting pretty sore. But yeah, props to everybody for that. That was awesome. So I guess we're going to talk a little bit about some of the potential training coming up that we're going to be getting into. We'll try, and also with that, we want to try and get some more. Some short video content out with that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's actually going to be a bit of a focus shift for us moving forward. Really want to focus on training. Maybe do like a monthly update of what we've been up to personally, but I think more of a focus on training tips and tricks. Trying to get some more footage of us while we're out there doing things. We got some of our some of the videos have been coming out already and been getting really good feedback. So thank you for everybody that's been liking and commenting and sharing those. That's kind of a taste of what the future of DTFF is going to look like. A lot of hands-on, a lot of us getting out in the field, kind of putting ourselves just back on the tools and, chatting about tips, tricks, and firefighter tactics, and focus a bit more on the interview of firefighters and other people in the field and in some of the adjacent fields, maybe, that can help us get better, help our listener and viewership get a little better as well. I think it's going to be good. So we are super focused on this summer. We're really, really excited about what's going to be coming. I think that's just kind of a loose vision of what we see here. But yeah, as this year starts to progress, we have some pretty cool training events coming up. We locally here are hosting an engine boss course for BC Wildfire. We actually didn't even realize that we were. It was a missed phone call, if you will. There was two or three projects that they had going on. One of them was going to be an engine boss course locally here, and then in a neighboring community, they're hosting a sprinkler course as well. And we all kind of found out when we went online, and we're like, oh, shit, I guess we're hosting this. But we're really excited to. Todd's going to send up a group of four firefighters in an engine. We're putting the group in. I'm not sure how many departments are signed up yet, but it's going to be a pretty full course from the last time that I was checking on attendance, which is really good. And then after that, we are attending a seminar down in Sunshine Valley. So locally here, we're going to be sending down a truck full of people to attend, as well as three or four instructors. Chief Terry from down in Sunshine Valley, I've been chatting with him, and he asked if we could bring down some live fire capabilities. And initially it was like, well, no, that's crazy, but we tend to not say no. So, all right, let's see what we can do to make this work. And sure as shit, we're shipping down a couple of containers and we're going to get that set up. And we got two of our guys that are going to be teaching live fire, and myself and hopefully some assistants, is going to be teaching forcible entry. So that is something that we're really, really excited, which definitely gets back in line with what we want to do here, is some of that training focused. So yeah, awesome stuff coming up.
Yeah, that's going to be really good. Yeah, again, we're hoping to get some video content out for that as well. And yeah, like even like, so for the Engine Boss coming up this week, or sorry, 2 weeks time up here, I'm hoping I'll try and get a couple of short snippets here and there, but it may be a little challenging, but we'll try and get a little bit of snapshots and short video clips of what's going on during that course as well. But yeah, it's going to be good for us. So it's the first Engine Boss course that we've attended in a while. A couple of years ago, we sent a few members away to one. But yeah, this year for us, now our department, we're looking at more deployment model stuff as well. So we're going to be sending four guys, including myself, up with one of our engines. And the other three are very excited to be involved in that as well. So myself and one of our lieutenants and two other firefighters will be rocking the engine 192 from my hall up in the east side. How's that? How do you make an E? That's not an E.
Isn't it?
That looks more like a shocker. I don't know. But yeah, so yeah. Hall 2 represent. We're going to be sending our engine and crew up. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. It's going to be fun. Yeah, and with the training videos, yeah, we've got a lot of good ideas. Like anything, it's really trying with our normal life work schedules. It's pretty crazy with our rotating schedules. But we're going to try and get a lot more out there this summer, as long as the wildfire season doesn't kick off too crazy. And yeah, maybe we won't be around. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, stay tuned for that. We're really excited with the new ideas coming up that we want to do. And yeah, it'll be really good to have some more video content out there for you guys. Ash, do you want to touch base on a new arrival?
Yeah, so brand new arrival showed up tonight, actually, just prior to Todd and I getting ourselves together here. So our department purchased for local protection and for our provincial deployment a sprinkler protection unit. So we purchased ours from AS Roach. They're an Alberta-based company. They've been in business for like 20 years, and these guys build the cat's ass of trailers. We've been out on some deployments, and we've seen these, you know, your sort of cookie cutter walking trailers. The back doors either open up barn doors, or they drop down drawbridge, and you walk in, and everything's in there, and it works well. And then we're like, well, we actually saw Willowbrook, one of our neighboring departments, had, I think it was an old airfield trailer, and it was smaller with roll-up doors. Or actually, I think theirs were swing-open doors, but it was a small little unit that packed so much equipment. And they kind of bought it just for their own local use. And seeing how effective this smaller unit was, where all of the access is from the outside rather than having to walk in this little narrow pathway and try to drag pumps out and this, that, and the other. We're like, man, there's got to be a better design. And the further we looked, the more that we dove into it, we're like, sure shit, yep, here's this brand out of Alberta that was basically doing everything that we kind of envisioned that we were looking for.
It's the Ferrari of trailers, I would say. Compared to the Chevy?
Sure. Yeah, it's definitely a Ferrari. It's pretty fancy, to say the least. It's 18-foot square, Vino is up to 20. Everything is accessible from the outside. The Vino's portion of it is the only walk-in. Everything else is roll-up cabinet from the sides times two each. It's got the back doors that swing open, all of your bulk hoses back there, all of your extra fuels back there, all of the side cabinets once they're open. They have trays that slide out for easy access. So it's set up with six brand new Mark III Watson edition pumps, like brand new. They're the newest upgrade to the old Mark IIIs, which is way nicer. They're way less weight, easy to carry, easy to use. They've got a built-in backpack ability, which I understand that the old Mark IIIs could also be used in a backpack formation, but these are built in. You just attach the straps. It's got a nice poly, like a polyplastic backing to it, that acts as a base and the backpack to it. And they're substantially lighter. A lot more of it is that composite poly, which I mean, I was a little bit concerned, like anytime that you take away metal and go plastic, but I'm also a bit old school and everything is going that way now. And they are built strong. They're way lighter. I'm sure they're going to be just as noisy and shitty to listen to, but they're amazing units. We're really excited about that. And again, like, it comes with everything. This is turnkey, ready to rock. We're going to do a couple little extra things, which I don't want to let the cat out of the bag on that quite yet. But very, very proud to welcome that as part of our fleet. We're going to do some in-house training on it, obviously, for local use. And then it is registered for provincial drawdown deployment as well. So really, really excited.
Yeah, and even further to like the side access doors, like with the roll ups, it's like a fire truck, you know, with roll up doors. You know, it's fantastic. You know, you see your typical fire truck roll up, and then the slide out trays. Everything is so accessible. It is sexy. Wait till you see the pictures and some video from it. It's a really nice thought out unit. Like if you have OCD and you like shit organized, this trailer is for you. It is tits, man. It's nice.
Yeah, like I said, it was exactly what we had envisioned and then some. And like, we're what, March, where are we, 24th today? It was bloody 22 degrees outside. Like I'm sitting here pink. Like, I was out in the sun all day. I was rocking. Like, it was so nice and hot out there. We've seen 20 plus degree days already. Like, our ground fuels are dry already. We were chatting with a gentleman from Roach, and he's from Alberta. So he drove away with like a foot of snow on the ground. But he said up until the start of March, they had nothing. Like, it was nothing. And they're already starting to see fire activity up northern Alberta because they didn't catch the same weather system that came in to like the Calgary area. So we're going to start to see activity kind of out towards Alberta, northern, and it's definitely going to kind of continue towards us. So we are projecting. I mean, we aren't. I'm not a fire projector, whatever you call that. So fucking tired. That's not my job, but the people whose job it is projecting a really bad season. So they're big on the mitigation, big on the fire smarting, and this trailer is going to do really well for us locally here, as well as potentially on that drawdown deployment.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've talked a lot about the possible season we're getting into, and there's already fires not too far away from us. And then obviously northern BC, we're already starting some small fires. They're not getting the mass growth yet, but still, like, a new start, 4 hectares right away, like, it's worrisome. So I think that trailer is going to be out of the stall pretty quick. Personally, I think it's going to be tasked very quickly. But yeah, it's an awesome purchase. It's awesome for this department and the surrounding areas to have a unit like that. And it is so user friendly. I can't wait to see you guys training on it and getting it out in there and using it. But yeah, looking forward to it. Any more, Ash?
You know what? I think that's it. Yeah, I just definitely want to thank everybody for sticking with us over the past month or two here. It was a really hard decision for us to put a bit of a pin in it for that, a little bit of time. All three of us, I definitely don't want to say this was just for me. I really appreciate it, but we have all had our hands full. I mean, you know, Scott isn't here tonight. So he's no less busy, nor will his spring going into summer be any less busy. Todd, you've been running around like Matt as well. We just needed that little bit of time just to focus up, you know, really give ourselves a clear path forward as well. I just wanted to be professional coming into this position. You know, had a meeting with, you know, our CAO about this exact thing. We had permission prior, but we wanted to be like crystal clear that what we were doing here was all above board. And yeah, we're going to continue to do what we enjoy doing here with you guys. Again, thank you all very, very much for sticking with us. Really, really appreciate it. And we are super excited for what's to come.
Awesome. Well said. So on that, we're going to wrap. We're going to get in some shout outs. So why don't we start with Modus? I know we've been chatting with them a bit on the chat group again with Paul. So Ash, Modus.
Yeah, Modus, actually both Todd and I are both running our DD radio straps here. I'm on version 1, you're on version 2. So yeah, I'm actually duty officer currently. So, I've been running mine every day. I love it. Their major claim to fame is obviously going to be the Snagger tool. But they've got a ton of other pieces of kit, force entry, passive entry. I just saw today they're pushing out their, hose straps or their, utility straps, cause it does pretty much everything. They've got their textiles, their bags. We're using their bags for our hydrant kit. I think you guys are using them for your high-rise kit. Yeah, awesome, awesome product. Big, big, long-time supporters of us here, and we are, you know, equally major, major supporters of them. We just placed an order for a new run of X gloves for all of our newer members. And this is one thing that, like, I got to be clear on. In this role, I can't just like, I really like Modus, let's go buy their shit. Like, I had to go through and make sure that, hey, these guys aren't ripping us off. They came in equal or cheaper to everybody else, and their rating is equal or better. And having used it, like, I don't want to, like, push it from my position. But what I do want to say is, like, I have to check every single box now, and these guys meet it. We're getting nothing back from Modus other than the ability to train with some of their gear. So we're super, super, you know, super, super happy with the quality of it. And yeah, we are ordering a full run for all of our rookies. So yeah, really excited for those to come in as well. If you like what you see, use DTFF5 for 5% off your next order.
Awesome. I will definitely preach it because I'm not in Ash's role. Modus, they make fantastic fucking gloves. I mean, all their stuff is amazing, but their X-Line gloves, they're awesome. They are way more comfortable, way more ergonomically. Like when you, like, you know, when you get some of those gloves and you go and make a fist and your knuckles are just rubbed raw because there's too much shit on the outside. Not these. These are fantastic, and they're cheaper than the other competitor gloves. And the other competitor gloves that we've tried in the past with my department, we didn't like them as much, and they don't last as much. They wear out and rip way faster, whereas the Modus ones have been standing time. Like, they're fantastic gloves. So obviously, like Ash said, you know, there's no financial partnership or anything with this, but I will preach them. They are the best glove out there, and they're the one to get for that, for sure. So stop the lead. Three ways of massive hemorrhage control: tourniquet application, direct pressure, and wound packing. Make sure you have a good high quality tourniquet on you. Make sure you have one on you. Have one in your bunker gear. Forestry deployments, we're talking about all these wildland fires. I have one on my chest rig, right? So make sure you have that kit with you. And yeah, make the bleeding stop. Go to stopthebleed.org or .ca.com. You can find out if you want to become an instructor, if there's any courses in your area, and if you are already teaching it, absolutely make it high fidelity sims tied into your practices, tied into your FR practices, your AutoX calls. You know, if you're firefighter down, maybe throw that one in instead of like a CPR. You know, make it count because it's important. Ash, Wolf Street Coffee.
Yeah, you're seeing us sipping back on our cups here. Nothing like a cup of coffee at 10:30 at night. But that's what's keeping us going. So Wolf Tree, they're out of all over British Columbia. They've got a ton of blends, a ton of flavors, if you will, but we're pretty partial to the initial attack blend. We came up with that with them just prior to seminar of 23. It sold really well at the event and it's continued to sell well. The beauty of that is every pound sold, $2 is donated to the Honor House Society. So they asked us if we wanted a cut of the sales and then said, okay, well, if you don't want that, you want, like, what can we do with this? And we were like, hey, we're already giving some money to Honor House. Let's kind of roll with it. And they were right on board with it. It really, you know, struck a nerve with them. And they were, really, really happy to support that. And they've been on that since. Every pound sold, $2 gets donated to Honor House Society, which they've got the Honor House Society house down in the Lower Mainland, British Columbia, as well as the Honor Ranch for your rest and recovery up in, where is it? It's so just outside of Ashcroft, British Columbia. So awesome area for retreat. So you're kind of crossing two amazing things off. A, you're keeping yourself highly caffeinated with an amazing beverage, as well as giving back to first responders, which is amazing. So check them out, wolftreecoffee.com. They're on all your major social media platforms. It's just a kind of a two-person deal. They have a roastery in a second structure right on their property. Every time that I drive home, I can smell it when they're roasting. It is an amazing thing. They're just right down the street from me. It's just Lee and Mercedes, and they're working right out of their own yard there, and they're putting out amazing products. So they do ship. If you want to give them a shot there, I would highly, highly recommend it. Wolf Tree Coffee.
Awesome. Tanner Olson. So Tanner is, they're set up down in Nashville now. Tanner Olson Band. You can find them on any of your listening platforms. We're a big supporter. We love them. They're doing fantastic work. They're an awesome upcoming band. I mean, I would say more than upcoming, but I guess in Nashville, they're making a pretty good imprint down there. We had them up here for a seminar. And they rock the house, man. They're fantastic. So check them out on your listening platforms as well. And don't know all their latest up-to-date details because Scott's not here, but stay tuned for that. And then, of course, you have us. So Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. Go online, give us a like, give us a follow. Throw out any comments or questions at us. We'll do our best to get back to you as well. And we love hearing from everybody, and we love the support from everyone. So, keep on doing what you're doing. We really appreciate it. And, of course, our shirts, our DTFF Moose shirts, we still have some. So you can go onto our Facebook site, and there's a link there for DTFFshirt.com, I think it is. Something like that, follow the link. We'd love to sell you a shirt and get some shirts out to you guys. Ash, any more for any more?
Just on the shirts. So we actually had a meeting with a friend of mine. He actually made this hat that I've been sporting for the past. Well, this is round two of these. Bobby Paul had a location down in Vancouver doing merch and sales, and now he's getting back into it. And, he's kind of giving us some pretty good tips for some upcoming merch, and not to let any cats out of the bag, but I will not be wearing this hat for long. I know that's been one of the big questions asked is, when are you guys doing hats? So hats are going to be coming up next. We have a couple designs that we're kicking back and forth, but we're kind of landing on something clean and classy that you can kind of wear every day. So yeah, really excited for that. But other than that, no, I don't have any more.
Awesome. All right. Well, stay tuned for some of our swag coming up. And yeah, other than that, thank you and have a great night. Stay safe. Stay DTFI.